Now for our story. For some time, Jesse Calvert had been working slowly, carefully toward a certain goal. It was Jesse's ambition to make sure that her stepdaughter, Kit Calvert, would never return to her father's home, never again threaten Jesse's influence with Ben. Kit was mentally ill now, a patient at the Huntsville Sanitarium. And in order to achieve her purpose, Jesse had to enlist Ben's help. This she had managed by appealing to her husband's basic feeling of inferiority, which had been increased by the disgrace his daughter's actions had brought him. And today, Ben had taken the first step. He had gone to see Gerald Craig, the district attorney. He had just entering Craig's office now.
Good afternoon, Gerald.
Well, Ben, how are you? Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in quite a while, Ben. You been ill?
Why, no. What makes you ask?
Oh, I thought you looked a little tired.
Nonsense. Feeling perfectly fit.
Good for you, Ben. And busy as usual, I imagine?
Oh, yes. Always plenty of work to do. I notice you haven't been letting any grass grow under your feet. This affair up at Three Falls. Did a great job of that.
Oh, that. It had me going for a while, though. Loring's quite a cagey customer. I was convinced he'd been up to some kind of hocus-pocus with the funds for the new bridge. But I had my hands full trying to prove it just the same.
Well, you caught up with him and more power to you. You're doing a good job, Gerald. I knew you would when I went all out for you during the elections last year.
Glad you feel I haven't let you down.
Far from it. No, Gerald, I'm proud of you. Proud to consider myself a friend of yours.
Now look, Ben, I'm not questioning your sincerity, but I have an idea I know what all this is leading up to. Unless I miss my guess, you came over here to talk about your daughter. Am I right?
Yes. You're right.
Good. Now we can get down to cases.
That's what I want to do.
I understand Miss Calvert's still here in Huntsville, at Dr. Larrabee's sanitarium.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ben, I might as well give it to you straight from the shoulder. I've had my doubts about your daughter's illness ever since I first heard about it.
Doubts?
It's entirely too pat, Ben. I called Larrabee not long ago. He's no faker, I'll grant you. I'll even go so far as to say I think he actually considers the girl to be genuinely ill. But you know as well as I do, a clever girl, and your daughter is clever, Ben, wouldn't have too hard a time pretending to be mentally ill. She's undoubtedly read up on the subject of mental disorders. Then all she had to do was simulate the proper symptoms. And there you are.
What are you driving at, Craig? I didn't come here to argue the pros and cons of whether Kit's ill or not.
Maybe so. But the point I'm making is that Kit's illness isn't the reason I haven't brought her to trial for perjury. Not a bit of it. Frankly, I've been snowed under with a number of more urgent cases. I simply haven't gotten around to her case yet. But I intend to, and very soon. So you might as well be prepared.
I only wish you would get started. The sooner the better.
I beg your pardon, Ben. Did you say...
I said the sooner you get started, the better I'll like it.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, stop looking so flabbergasted, man.
Hmm. Well, after all, Ben, it's a rare thing for a man to come around to the DA's office and practically beg to have his daughter brought to trial on a charge as serious as perjury.
Even if he happens to know she's guilty?
Even then. The average parent will do anything to protect the family name.
You sound rather critical, Gerald. I'm surprised at you. I should think you'd be glad to run into an honest man for a change. One who is interested in justice, upholding the law.
Yes, yes, of course I am, but... Well...
But what?
Well, look here, Ben. Let's be honest. We know each other, understand each other. When you talk about being interested in justice, well, to me that sounds pretty thin as a reason.
I meant it. But there is more to it than that, Gerald, I'll be frank with you. Kit deceived me. I had nothing to do with her taking that Fender woman's child. But I know most people around here believe that I did. I want my name cleared. And the only way is for Kit to take the punishment she deserves.
I see. Well, when you put it that way, I can understand.
Good. But, Gerald, instead of questioning my motives, it seems to me you ought to think of your own position.
Yes? How's that?
Well, as things stand now, people may even suspect you of skullduggery. After all, Kit's uncle, David Bowman, is quite an influential man. So am I. So it's very likely people are saying we got to you somehow. Persuaded you to let the case drop.
Hmm.
And they might not be too far off.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that I agree with you when you say Kit might be just pretending to be ill. I won't come right out and accuse Dr. Larrabee of accepting bribes. But my brother-in-law, David Bowman, has been over there quite a lot. And David's a wealthy man. He could have let Larrabee know in a subtle way that it would be to his interest to stretch a point in making his diagnosis. There are ways, you know.
An endowment to the sanitarium, for instance?
Could be. I don't pretend to be perfect, but I certainly don't approve of that sort of thing. Naturally, the idea of having my daughter tried for perjury is painful to me. But so is the idea that anyone could say I'd use my influence to protect her when I know she's guilty.
What makes you think people have such an idea, Ben? Personally, I haven't heard any such gossip.
People would think twice before they'd express that idea in front of you, Gerald. That's what I'm trying to make you see. Your reputation is involved in this thing, too. It would be different if there were the remotest doubt about Kit's guilt. Unfortunately, there isn't.
I'm afraid not. What happened during that custody suit made it only too evident.
She did a terrible thing, Gerald. Taking Mrs. Fenner's child away and then refusing to give him back to his mother was bad enough. But on top of that, to perjure herself on the stand. Surely you didn't imagine I'd condone such actions.
Perhaps I misunderstood, Ben. The last time you were
here... The last time I was here, I was fighting against my own better instincts. I still hadn't faced the facts. Now I have. I'm prepared to go through the ordeal. Unpleasant and painful as I know it will be.
Well, I must say, Ben, I've got to hand it to you. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing.
Thank you, Gerald. Very kind of you.
I appreciate your thinking of it from my standpoint, too. Frankly, I hadn't thought of that aspect of the case. You may be right. To anyone who didn't know all the facts, it could easily look like I'd been negligent in this case.
That's right, but you have been exceptionally busy, Gerald.
That's right. But you can be sure there won't be any delay from now on. I'll get to it right away.
You understand my position, don't you? It's, well, rather like planning a visit to the dentist. If there's something wrong, you know there's no way to avoid the pain. The main thing is to get it over with. Start the healing process as soon as possible.
Ben, regardless of what you say, I wonder if you realize what this perjury trial will mean to Kit if she's found guilty.
I think I do.
A prison sentence, almost without question. Possibly as long as 5 years.
Yes, I know. It's a terrible thing to contemplate. My own daughter. But Kit did commit a crime. I have to face it. And there's always the possibility this might be a turning point for her. Heavens knows I've done all I could for that girl ever since she was a baby. And looking back, I suppose I spoiled her. If I hadn't, she might not have made such a terrible mistake.
Well, Ben, I'm sure you did your best for her. You can't blame yourself.
I only hope if the worst comes to worst, and Kit does have to suffer for her crime, that she will come out of it a better person.
I hope so.
Well, Gerald, there's nothing more to say. You know my situation, my attitude. And you know you can expect every cooperation from me.
Will make my job a lot easier, knowing I can count on you.
By all means. And as I say, the sooner the thing gets underway, the better I'll feel about it.
But after Ben left, the district attorney looked puzzled, thoughtful. He couldn't help wondering. This sudden, overwhelming urge Ben had to see justice done. Somehow, despite Ben's explanation, it didn't ring true. Well, Craig didn't suspect the real explanation, that Ben had acted on an idea planted in his mind by Jesse Calvert. The idea that his only hope to restore himself in a position of influence and respect in Wakefield was to place the full blame on his daughter's shoulders. In other words, Ben's motive, as usual, was a selfish one.